Today is the 6th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, I was kind of going through Heart of Worship episodes yesterday and realized that Heart of Worship has produced over 60 episodes. Isn't that just amazing? Like, isn't God so phenomenal? I am grateful for the consistency. I am grateful for the platform. And I am grateful for the fact that I have been diligent in making sure that things go out on time every day. Even though we've had a few setbacks, I'm just excited and thrilled. So on that note, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4 verse 6. And it says this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And so, Father, we know you love us. You have done so much to bless and save us. We deliberately place the worries and concerns of our heart in your hands. Father, we also want to thank you for the many ways you have blessed us over our lives. Now, dear Father, please fill our hearts with your Spirit and our mind with the sense of your presence and peace. In Jesus' name. Wherever you are, just begin to thank him. Yeah, thank him because it's Friday. Thank him. It's the end of a work week. Just begin to worship him because God has seen you through another 5 days. Worship him because God has seen you into the month of April. Voice and sing. Heaven crucified, so we sing that worthy is the Lamb. Now and forevermore, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy. Oh yes, worthy, 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 worthy God, yes. Yeah. Proverbs 3 verse 2 says, "For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." We proclaim that over your life today, that for length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto you. It shall be added unto you. It shall be added unto you. Go on, just begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice. Sing, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, he's seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Oh, you are high and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God. Yeah. The darling of heaven crucified. So we sing, worthy is the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh, oh Lord, yeah, 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 yeah. The darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Yes, you are. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh, worthy. Katarabasi keterebosha, darabasi keterebosha, brakatarabasi keterebosha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worthy, 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 worthy.
Isaiah 9:67 says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, or to the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Yeah.
"And thought of me above all, crucified, laid behind. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose, you were trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all."
Above all nature and all created things,
above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, yeah, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Hey. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, you were trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Above all, oh, Makatarabasiketerebosha.
Trampled on the ground, and Father, you took the fall with me on your mind. Generations to come will say that you were crucified and you were laid behind a stone, and Father, you lived to die. You were rejected and you were alone. And Father God, you are just like a rose who was trampled on the ground. Father, you took the fall. You took the fall for me, for my daughter, for my husband, for my family. Yeah. What else do we say to that? Yes, Lord. And thought of me above all. Yeah. Go ahead, just take this time and reflect. Just take this time, just for you and him, just go. Whatever you want to say to him right now, just begin to lift up your voice. Makata bushikitiribushakata. Yikitibushakata rabasikitiribushandarabasikitiribushandarabasikit. Brakata rabasikitiribushandar.
Yeah.
Tell him there's no place you would rather be than here in your presence, God. Laid at your feet.
bow before you, God.
So Lord, our prayer this week has been, help us, Father, to take you at your word and not to worry about the things of this life. Lord, we confess that we do have the tendency to get worried about the little things in life, and yet we know that this is a demonstration of a lack of trust in your word. For you have promised to supply all our needs according to your riches and mercy. Father, help us, Lord, to put our trust in you day by day, for we know that you have told us not to let our hearts be troubled and to trust in you in all circumstances of life. Father, help us, Lord, when fear starts to well up in our hearts, to turn it over to you straight away, to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus and to rest in your promises of peace. Father, we thank you for all you have provided for us throughout our lives, our homes, our family and our friends, our health and strength, the many benefits that you have showered on us day by day, and most of all for dying for us on the cross so that we may live forever with you in heaven. We do love you, O Lord, and we pray that in the days that lie ahead, that we will turn to you as soon as the first negative thought crosses our mind and ask that you would replace it with your perfect peace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen, amen, and amen. So I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. We go live on my Instagram page at JC May and also on Facebook at 8 a.m. We will worship together. But until tomorrow, guys, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.